From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. An attack on a U.S. consular compound in Peshawar, Pakistan today appears to have been carefully put together. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead has some details on events in the northwestern city near the largely lawless tribal areas on the border with Afghanistan.
It was a well-planned and coordinated attack, which the Pakistani Taliban claims was directly targeting the U.S. consulate in Peshawar. A Pakistani government minister said at least four heavily armed men in two cars tried to break through security and into the compound. Other reports talked of a larger number of attackers and suicide bombers. There were three large explosions just a few minutes apart, and then gunfire erupted around the consulate. Nearby buildings were badly damaged, and a number of people were killed and injured.
That's the BBC's Alistair Leithhead in Islamabad, Pakistan. It's damage assessment time in California and Mexico after a magnitude 7.2 quake centered under Mexicali, Mexico. Buildings swayed as far away as Los Angeles. In San Diego, tourist Alex Young admits to being nervous, even though this was not his first quake.
This is the second one I've been in, and this is more, I think I was more concerned, worried, because being on the seventh floor and concrete building, I mean, if it collapsed, I mean, that's at the end.
Young is from Washington State. Mexican officials report one death and injuries. The town of Calexico, California, near the border, is seriously damaged. Space Shuttle Discovery is due to reach the International Space Station on Wednesday after a smooth liftoff this morning. This is one of the last four launches on NASA's schedule before the end of the Space Shuttle program, as Judith Smelser of member station WMFE reports.
A clear morning at Kennedy Space Center allowed NASA to launch Space Shuttle Discovery on the first attempt. It was the 35th time the shuttle has launched in darkness, and it's likely to be the last before the shuttles are retired. Mission manager Mike Moses says it's a little sad to end the shuttle program just as it's hitting its stride. The final shuttle flight is scheduled for September, though NASA's inspector general recently predicted that date could slip into early next year. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser at the Kennedy Space Center.
Residents of a mining city in North China are celebrating after more than 100 miners are pulled to safety from a flooded coal mine, but dozens of people are still missing. 153 people have been trapped since the mine flooded, and some of those now rescued. Officials say the newly rescued miners are in stable condition. Contracts for pending sales of existing homes rose in February unexpectedly, and that's according to a survey from the National Association of Realtors, which says the rise may be due to home buyers taking advantage of a soon-to-expire tax credit. Stocks are up in early trading this morning, the Dow up 28 points. This is NPR News. Egypt has released a publisher who has been held since putting out a book calling for political reform. The book promotes the cause of Mohamed El-Baradei, who is the former head of the UN Nuclear Oversight Agency. Baradei calls for electoral reform ahead of next year's Egyptian presidential elections. And an Egyptian court has ordered the release of 16 members of the Muslim Brotherhood charged with plotting attacks against Egypt. The government has never complied with previous similar court orders. Authorities in Australia are working to contain an oil spill from a Chinese freighter that has run aground on the Great Barrier Reef. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, the ship is in danger of completely breaking apart.
The Chinese freighter was just a few hours out of port when it slammed full speed into the Great Barrier Reef. It's carrying more than 70,000 tons of coal and around 950 tons of heavy fuel oil. The leaking fuel has formed a slick around 2 miles long, and authorities are working hard to contain the spill. Queensland Premier Anna Bligh says overnight inspections of the boat were not promising.
This ship's in a very bad condition and will need a complete salvage operation. We are preparing for the worst, however, and there are already teams on alert ready to deploy if we do see any significant further spill of oil into the water.
The ship was 9 miles outside of the established shipping lane when it ran aground. Environmentalists are outraged that commercial ships like it are allowed to travel the reef's tricky waters without a marine pilot familiar with the area. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
President and Mrs. Obama host thousands of children and adults at the annual White House Easter egg roll today. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.